Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Eva Marie is back in WWE. A big vignette aired on last night's Raw.
And Jinder Mahal is back on WWE and he's brought some friends with him.
Mansoor is now part of the WWE Raw roster. We're going to tell you everything you need to know about that.
And Charlotte Flair has been added to the card for WrestleMania Backlash. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Let's kick things off by talking about Eva Marie. There was a lot of new faces going around the Thunderdome last night, the biggest of which was probably Eva Marie. She had a vignette. She's back on the scene. It was reported way back in like October last year that she'd re-signed with WWE. She'd been training at the Performance Center, but we hadn't heard a whole lot since then. Made you sit there and think, what's going on here? Is she actually coming back? What's the deal? Well, she is. This vignette, she was kind of presented cinematically on a car and stuff. She's got pink hair now because nothing is sacred. No. All red, everything, rest in peace. But yeah, she cut this promo talking about coming back to the ring and saying specifically that she wants to influence others to go after their ambitions, their own ambitions. And this is the start of an evolution. Very clever. See what you did there, script writers, you. But the wording of that almost makes it sound like she's going to be a manager. That's not confirmed. It's just me kind of reading what she said. Rather than a wrestler, which will probably please a lot of people who don't want to see Eva Marie wrestle on WWE television in 2021. But let me tell you something. I think she would be better as a wrestler. Yeah. Because for me, the best role for Eva Marie is to use her to generate anxiety from people who don't want to see her beat their beloved work rate faves. If you can convince an audience that she's going to beat, like, Sasha Banks, that audience is going to be, oh, God, no! They're going to be terrified. They're going to be booing like crazy. It's a good way to get heat. The key is you don't actually have her go over these people. You just build the anxiety. But I digress. We don't know what her role is going to be. These are just projections and predictions and stuff. But it was interesting to see her back on Raw. What are we talking, like 4 years since she left WWE? She was released in 2017. She was last on TV in 2016. Be interesting to see where she fits in this modern wrestling landscape.
Yep, it's official. Raw is good again. not only did we get the return of Eva Marie, Drew Gulak got a rose kicked up his arse. I mean, there's something for everyone on that show.
Tomatoes. There's tomatoes everywhere.
My sources, Andy Murray, I've not actually told you this. My sources are telling me that if she does come back as a manager, she's not going to be managing that Parker Boudreau, that mad next coming of Brock Lesnar football player guy. But actually, you know what it's like with WWE? It's breadcrumbs. You got to read between the lines. What was the first thing she said, Andy Murray? Do I have everybody's attention now? It's official. She's coming back and she's bringing CM Punk with her, everyone. Hello? Read between the lines. Come on, everyone.
What if the swerve wasn't Eva Marie managing CM Punk, but CM Punk managing Eva Marie?
Oh my God.
Tell me that's not money. Tell me that isn't a pay-per-view headlining act.
Well, it's
away.
Official. News has just come in with that news. AEW shut up shop. They've decided they can't win. They cannot compete with
it's
something
over.
Like that. But speaking of comebacks in WWE, Jinder Mahal is back on WWE and he's formed a new alliance with the former NXT tag team Indus Share. It was on last night's pre-Raw main event tapings. Mahal returned to take on Jeff Hardy. He brought Indus Share That is Saurav Gujjar and Rinku Singh. Apologies, probably butchered their names there. Their company, Mahal Sathuri, of course, they aided him in victory over Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy actually working his first match since March. That was Jinder's first match since May of last year. We actually saw them, or you, I didn't watch it, Andy. You actually saw them be involved in the Superstar Spectacle at the start of this year, but they were on opposite sides. But considering Jinder Mahal's history with like the Bollywood boys, this just makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, Jinder, I think, like, whatever you think of the guy as a performer, he has worked best when he's had a couple of guys to do his bidding. And, you know, Indushir are considerably larger than the Bollywood boys. So he's got a couple of beefcakes beside him, big beefy boys doing big beefy things, dropping people on their heads, no doubt. Yeah, it's kind of interesting that these guys wrestled each other at Superstar Spectacle, which was a fun show in January, but now they're lined up. The weird thing about this, right, is that they've brought Jinder back and Indushir back on main event? Main event tapings? What's going on here? Why are you doing this? Are we running angles on main event? Is main event about to get a proper TV deal? What's going on here? Maybe throw it on Wednesday nights, reignite those Wednesday night wars?
I am not reviewing that sodding show. Bollocks.
Main event has drawn 50,000 viewers this week. But it's a strange move to kind of bring them back on what, like, the E show? Is it the D show? It's not the C show. I don't know. It's a show that exists. Yeah. But look, Jinder, he could be an effective heel. You could run him against Drew McIntyre in some kind of old free MB program. Indushir, they're massive and they can throw people around a bit. So let's see how this act pans out. So another new face on last night's Raw is Mansoor. This was out of nowhere. He was backstage with Postman Pierce, not to be confused with his brother Pat, signing his Raw contract. Up comes Sheamus and goes, "Hey, Mansoor, you want to answer my open challenge?" Presumably figuring it would be an easy fight. Mansoor said, "Yes, Sheamus, I will answer your open challenge." They had a match.
Hey,
later on.
That's a nice undefeated record you've got there.
Yeah. Shame if someone ruined it via disqualification. So they went one-on-one. It lasted about 4 minutes until Humberto Carrillo came down. He'd been beaten up earlier in the night. Attacked Sheamus. Mansoor loses by a DQ. Oh. Here's the thing about that Mansoor loss, like you just said there, Adam. That was the end of what was pretty much a two-year winning streak. Mansoor had gone 49-0 prior to last night, but the minute he gets on the main roster, ye old crap finish puts an end to that. He loses by a DQ. It should be noted, right, that this undefeated streak was on like 205 Live main event in Evolve. Announcers weren't exactly going, "Oh yeah, he's on a hot undefeated run. He's basically the Undertaker." But there you go. What a weird way to debut.
Yeah, like, I always thought Mansoor's really talented. They've obviously put him on the Saudi shows with people who can really showcase his talents, particularly I think of people like Cesaro, Dolph Ziggler, who just bump around for him and make him look phenomenal. But all I could think of was, is it meh? He's like, meh, not even once. It's like Raw, not even once. Because your undefeated streak in an hour can just be gone. But yeah, let's see where this goes. I do quite like what they're doing with Humberto Carrillo and Sheamus, I have to say that. And the best thing, imagine this, the best thing about Monday Night Raw is now RK-Bro. I really like them now. I don't know how they've managed to do this, but credit where it's due. A wonderful backstage segment with Riddle zipping his lip, locking it up and handing Randy Orton the key. And now they're 2-0. I mean, yeah, they broke up another tag team on Monday Night Raw that were actually a cohesive unit and friends and, you know, former tag team champions and lost like two matches. Then went, right, that's it, bollocks. No, that's it.
That's enough of that.
And in the match itself, I don't think either team get an entrance? They just sort of came back from a break and went, bloody hell, Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin are in, so Lucha House Party. Lucha House Party won, Cedric and Shelton. Split, lost. There we go. Anyway, let's move on because next weekend it is, of course, WrestleMania Backlash weekend. That being the pay-per-view that normally follows WrestleMania, and one of the matches has been tweaked again. It is now going to be a triple threat match, not only in the WWE Championship match, Bobby Lashley, Braun Strowman, Drew McIntyre, but now also in the Raw Women's Championship match. It will be Rhea Ripley versus Asuka versus Charlotte Flair. Charlotte was added courtesy of Sonya Deville. More politicking, more power struggle. I do like Sonya Deville. More TV time for her though, Andy. And the Lily popped up in the background. I didn't miss that either. Look, Bookie Bollocks incoming.
Yeah, always delighted to see an appearance from my favourite character in wrestling history, Lily, on an episode of WWE Raw. But this is probably the WrestleMania Backlash match we all expected, really. Yeah. You can transition from here to a singles feud, maybe, between Charlotte and Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley should win that, obviously. Mm-hmm. We'll see where it goes. Shaping up to be a night of triple threats. I say that, we've got two of them so far. But maybe they'll do Sheamus versus Carrillo and Mansoor as a triple threat as well. Let's have a bunch of triple threats. Remember the pay-per-view Fatal 4-Way? Let's do it with triple threats. Let's call it WrestleMania Backlash, triple threat, end of the line. Full nonsense, let's go.
Yeah, and the only other match, of course, that is on that card is Bianca Belair versus Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Hoy, Sasha Banks in there, bollocks.
Yeah, why not?
Triple threats across the board. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Jake, who says, do you think that Daniel Bryan may go to NXT, not Raw, because eventually Raw will be travelling city to city again, as NXT stays in one location for the majority of shows, and he has spoken about taking a step back. Yeah, of course, Daniel Bryan, Andy Murray, banished from SmackDown after last week.
Yeah, out of here, Daniel Bryan. He's also been added to the alumni section on the WWE website, so that got a bunch of people going, ooh, what's going on here? I think that that is more likely than him going to Raw, but for the reasons you've just stated. I think that NXT will be going on the road a little bit when things go back to normal, but certainly not to the extent of Raw or SmackDown. However, I genuinely think that, you know, with his contract being up in September and the way he has spoken about this in the past, I think he might actually just retire. Like, I think he might be done. He's maybe had his fill. This is just me speculating on stuff. But I would say NXT or full-on retirement are the likeliest options for Daniel Bryan at this point.
Yeah, I think you might be right, certainly with the NXT angle of all this, because, yeah, he wants to be at home with his family, as he should, and yeah. What a legacy he has, regardless of what happens next. Ron gives us the second question of the day. He says, if the Iconics do join AEW, do you think Cassie Bloody Lee should join the Pinnacle to be alongside her husband? Also, Ron shares this photo of his pup as his alter ego Hangman pup. First of all, good dog. What do you reckon to that? Cassie Lee joining the Pinnacle, Andy Murray?
I don't know. Personally, I would prefer Cassie Lee and Jesse McKay to stay. McKay? McKay? How are we pronouncing that? You know the name. I would prefer them to stick together as a double act, because I think they're amazing together as personalities. They mesh really well. They're really good at being those annoying little heels. And because they are those annoying heels, I don't think they would fit well in the Pinnacle. I think the Pinnacle suits the more serious style of presentation. We are serious pro wrestlers. We take this craft very seriously indeed. Dax Harwood last week saying he's willing to die in the ring and all that stuff. I don't know if the former Iconics fit that mold. So it's not necessarily something I would be calling out to see, but I do think that Impact might be the likely landing point for these two. I think they fit in really well there, and they're very entertaining together. So I hope they stay together if that's what they want to do.
Yeah, if I had to guess, I'd say they're going to go to Impact, maybe to work as a tag team, maybe with McKay managing Cassie Lee. I don't know right at the moment, but I don't think it would help the perception of All Friends Wrestling if Cassie Lee just showed up and then started flanking Sean Spears in AEW in the Pinnacle. So yeah, I'm not too sure about that one, but let us know your thoughts in the comments. And Sajid gives us our final question of the day, saying, what do you think about having Commander Aziz as Apollo Crews' gatekeeper? So you should have to beat him to get an IC title match, but the first few months you have him beat everyone to make him this certifiable monster. I like that, Andy.
Yeah, it's an interesting angle to take for sure. You would have to prolong that undefeated streak for quite a while to make it mean something. And that's not, you know, as we've just discovered with Mansoor, that's not something WWE always do a great job of. But I think it's a solid little idea. You can get some good heel heat for Apollo going, no, you're not getting a title shot. You got to beat the big guy first. I think that'd be very interesting. And yeah, good shout.
Yeah, and I love his finisher. Was it the Nigerian nail? Mainly because it gives me flashbacks to the Samoan Spike, and that gives me flashbacks to William Regal shouting, "You manga!" So it's all good stuff for me. Let's move on to today's. And finally, shout out to Squared Circle user WaffleWaffle249, who shared this image of the great Carly from back in the day. I love this word. As a giga Chad. I take it all back. I completely understand why Vince McMahon had to sign this man, Andy Murray.
He's an absolute specimen of a human being in this photograph, isn't he? I love Great Khali, man. He's one of the, I can't say all-time greats, but he's fun. And fun is good. So there we go.
Exactly. Just like, you know, this week, getting a rose kicked up your ass. It's all good stuff on Monday Night Raw, I think. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcast, myself and the Daily Boys sitting down to discuss Monday Night Raw a little bit later. And, of course, preview NXT tonight. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts on Twitter and send us your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there. Follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Happy Birthday, Orange Cassidy. I don't have shades or a denim jacket because I'm not cool. So I'll just do that with just normal glasses on. This was not a good idea. Let's end this, please.
Happy birthday, Orange Cassidy. I'm sure he's going to have a very laid-back day, as would be expected. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.